Welcome in to the season 2 finale of the Jake Boucher Show. And in this episode, I wanted to discuss social media. I feel like I've kind of shifted away from social media talk in recent episodes. And, you know, I thought the finale would be perfect for this particular topic. So without further ado, let's hop right into the episode. It's no secret whatsoever that social media is always changing. The platforms are always changing. But I think there's one thing that's always the same. Constantly the same, regardless. 15 years ago, it was the same. Today, it's the same. 15 years from now, it's still going to be the same thing. And 15 years from now, there's probably going to be a whole bunch of new platforms. And who knows what's going to happen to the current day platforms 15 years from now. Facebook's been around for 15 years, and it's still the biggest social media platform in the world, so who knows what 15 years will look like from now. Everything evolves, everything adapts, you know, just gotta be ready for all the changes. But the philosophy stays the same. The philosophy of social media and producing content will always be the same. Content will always be king. I just wrote a blog post about content as king. It's actually a 2.0 version. I wrote the original version, back in November of 2017. So over 2.5 years later, I released the follow-up to that article. And I have the 2.0 version. And the philosophy was the same back then and still the same today. The platforms change, but the philosophy doesn't. If you produce quality content or quality and quantity of content, then you will be successful on any platform imaginable. The algorithms change all the time, but that doesn't take away from quality content. If you just keep producing it, you keep creating it, you just keep going, keep your foot on the gas, and keep putting out that content without looking back, you will succeed. I think a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, like 99% of people who have in their mind that they want to build a personal brand on social media or build their business on social media in terms of building a business brand on the social media platforms, I think 99% of them give up way too early. And it's understandable. It's understandable why they give up so early, because it's so time consuming and it's very discouraging when you don't get that many views and likes and you just don't get that much engagement, which then makes you think that the content is not good enough and, oh, the algorithm doesn't favor me. Like, for YouTube right now, like, I'm producing videos on YouTube and I barely get any views. And I definitely switched my content on YouTube. I started off with more vlog types and those did better than the videos that I'm currently doing right now. So I'm testing on YouTube right now, basically. I'm testing to see what I want to do personally, and I'm testing what the audience likes more. The last video I just released was only 4.5 minutes long. Like, I'm testing with the length of the videos, how many cuts I put in the video to keep the flow going and keep attention high, because I've had videos before where I have very minimal cuts, which for me, that personally doesn't work out too well. Like, I had a, like, 18-minute long video of me just rambling with, I think, like, 3 or 4 cuts in the entire thing. Like, those types of videos where there's only 3 or 4 cuts when it's like 20 minutes long only works for certain types of videos, like emotional videos. You're telling a story that people want to hear. Like, you already have a defined fan base, and you can get away with that once you have that audience that you have, that you desired. But when you're new like me, when you're trying to build an audience of people that like and respect me, those types of videos aren't going to work. I'm starting to figure that out. I'm just playing with different things on YouTube, but the philosophy is still the same. It's if I produce quality content that people want to watch, that people want to invest their time in, then I will win over the long term. It's a matter of just sticking to it and trying your absolute hardest to learn from the previous content that you did, learn from your audience, learn from what they engage with. Analytics are humongous on YouTube, especially because YouTube tells you everything you need to know. the two biggest factors, like, I've been trying to learn as much as I possibly can about how to make good YouTube videos, how to make good thumbnails, how to have good titles, appealing titles, how to have how to properly add keywords to my titles and the description to optimize for SEO, search engine optimization, all of that fun stuff. It's definitely a grind for sure. And it's definitely one of those things that you're not going to get overnight and you're not going to get a month. It's one of those things that you just got to try to get a little better at each and every time you upload a video, each and every time you decide to film a video, and just keep getting better. You're going to be better a month from now than you were the month before. So every platform is all about testing. Every platform is all about seeing what other people resonate with, studying what other successful creators are doing, especially on TikTok. On TikTok, the philosophy is still the same. Quality content wins out. That's why the For You page, I think, is so important. I was stupid. I think I said in a previous episode, I was talking about TikTok or something, a month and a half ago. It was recent. I'd said I didn't really watch other people's content because I wanted original content. And I regret that, to be honest. I regret saying that because you learn from watching other people. That's how I've learned to try to make better content, from watching other YouTubers, from watching other people on Instagram, from watching other TikTokers. That's how you learn. You learn from watching people who are better at it than you currently are. And then you can get ideas from watching their content and make it your own. I don't know what the hell I was thinking, but now I'm on the right track. Now I'm watching other people on TikTok. I'm watching how they shoot the video, how many cuts they have, what hashtags they use, what they do, basically, and just trying to dissect every single thing they do in the video. And then I try to apply that to my videos. It's just a constant learning game. And I'm not posting nearly as much as I should be on TikTok, because TikTok is so, so important, man. This organic reach on TikTok, the crazy organic reach, it's probably going to start declining within the next 6 months. So we all have a limited time frame for the organic reach that is currently going on right now. And it's summertime, so I got to get on my high horse and just get going, honestly. Like, I have no excuse whatsoever to film 20-minute TikTok. It takes 20 minutes to film a TikTok for me, usually, because I act it out. But so many people, one thing I've learned is from watching all those TikTokers is so many of them have such simple TikToks that go viral, and they're super creative still. Like, it probably took someone 2 minutes to shoot this one TikTok. Well, it takes a lot of them like 2 minutes to film a TikTok, and then that's all it is. It's simple, which most of the time is what works. Simplicity. KISS. KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. That's what I got to live by sometimes. Sometimes the simplest of videos are the best. And that's what I need to start doing a little bit more. And that's what you guys need to be doing. Just keep it as simple as possible. Don't use big words, you know, all that fun stuff. Like, but anyway, the philosophy does not change. The quality content will always win out. 15 years from now, the quality content will still win out on every single platform. You just have to figure out how to get it seen, how to make better content, how to make content that resonates with the audience on that particular platform. You got to do a lot of self-reflection and see what's going on, see what resonates with people. And you just got to adapt to the current situation, adapt to the new algorithm, and hop on trends before other people, before the masses hop on those trends. And just keep going, because if you give up, you're never going to reach that level that you want to reach, that you started in the first place. You had that desire to get to that particular place that you had in mind. Oh, I want to go be TikTok famous. I want 1 million followers on TikTok. That's incredibly possible, but it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of testing, and it's a lot of videos that you have to upload. Your 270th video could be the video that goes viral, which then catapults you to TikTok stardom. Like, you just don't know what number video it's going to be. That's why if you have a video that flops, if you're posting a video and it flops, it gets you like 8 likes, whatever. And you're like, oh man, that sucks. Like, TikTok's not for me. And that was like your 12th video. You just gotta keep going. Pick your head up and just keep going. Like, who cares about that video that flopped? No one's going to remember that a day from now because no one will be going back to it. So it's just one of those things. Keep your head up and just keep thinking of ideas that you got, that you can do, and how to best get your point across, get your message across, and just keep chugging along. Like, I've only posted 17 videos on TikTok, and I'm regretting that as I speak right now. And I have to film 2 videos tonight. I'm going to force myself to, if I feel like it or not. I'm going to film 2 videos tonight for TikTok and make them my best videos yet, because you have to go in with that mindset for every single piece of content that you put out. This will be my best piece of content yet, and put all of your attention on that piece of content. And if it flops, it flops. You move on to the next one. It's always on to the next one, regardless. All right, I'm done with my little rant right there. So I'm going to wrap up this episode now and wrap up season 2. So thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you guys like my rants that I always go on that are not planned at all. And I hope you guys enjoyed season 2. I know these first 2 seasons don't have any, like, they kind of jump around. I basically did these seasons to help myself stay a little more organized and help you guys stay a little more organized. So, and there's a consistent schedule to everything. But I'm planning something in my head that might be a little bombastic, a little crazy. I'm still thinking about it. I'm not sure what it is, what I'm going to do just yet. It's one of those things I'm just going to take my time with, and I'll think about it, because I might try to challenge myself coming up here for a little bit and see what happens. So I'm not going to reveal anything to you guys yet, because I don't want to make any promises that I may not keep. So it's one of those things I'm going to think about, basically. So again, thank you guys for listening to this episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. And hope you guys enjoyed season 2. And I will see you next week.